Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Maradazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Hello, Audrey. How are you today?
Doing quite well. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. Noticing that a few of the leaves out there are starting to turn. There's a little bit of that chill in the air in the mornings first thing, which means a lot of things to a lot of people. Closing down the garden for the season, getting out the sweaters, making warm things for dinner, and some people are thinking about going out and doing a little hunting. You've got a topic that relates to that.
Yeah, we actually just had a class last week on hunting leeches, and I thought I'd share some of the information that Dr. Drew Ricketts, our wildlife specialist, shared with us during the meeting, because I feel that it could be very helpful and beneficial to maybe somebody listening out there, because we are seeing a trend of absentee landowners or supplementing our farm or ranch income by allowing hunters to rent our properties during hunting season. And he had a lot of really great things to think about as far as what we as the landowners need to take into consideration before we actually take that jump in and let somebody rent our property for recreational or hunting use. And I think some of the things that we have to take into consideration is what type of wildlife do we see on our land? Are we seeing deer? Are we seeing upland animals? Are we looking for bird hunting? Different things like that. The other thing is if we have those animals, are they of high quality? Are we seeing a lot of trophy bucks? Are we seeing a large population of them? And I know there's a lot of people out there that are thinking, oh my gosh, I have a huge population. But if you're seeing a huge population of does, those aren't always what hunters are after, so they may not pay a premium for those. So that's the first thing that we have to think about is what do we have to offer somebody who's wanting to come in and hunt. The next thing that we have to think about is if we're going to have somebody come in and hunt, do we have anything to offer to them? Do we have a place for them to stay? Are we close to restaurants, hotels? Because they are looking for a full experience. And a lot of them, if you even have an old home on your property that maybe isn't in the greatest shape, but it's definitely livable and has some hot water, some people want a rustic experience and kind of have that full experience, but definitely having the amenities close by is what they're after as well. The other thing that we have to think about is how do we feel? These are some things that you can outline in a lease. You should have a lease with anybody that you have come and hunt. Are they going to want to put food plots in or put deer feeders in? Do they want to come fill those deer feeders? Will they work with you to possibly have you fill those feeders and pay you a premium for that? And so there's a lot of different things that we have to think about as far as hunting leases, as what do we have to offer, what do they have to offer. And I think one of the big take-home points that I heard last night that I'd never even thought about is, have you thought about trading out labor for hunting rights? And I had never thought about that. And so maybe if you're not able to fix the fence, or maybe you don't have the extra money sitting around to do something like that, a lot of these people who are looking to rent property to hunt on would absolutely love to come. Heck yeah, we'll help you fix this up or do project ABC in exchange for free hunting. And so those are definitely things that are happening out there that I was not aware of. And so I think you still need a lease when you do those. And to everything that you can think of to put in a lease, I would encourage you to put those things in, because it makes sure that you as the landowner are covered as much as possible. And talking about coverage, the other thing that you would want to definitely do is talk with your insurance representative and make sure that you have liability insurance that covers you. That is really important, because if there is something that happens, you want to make sure that you have insurance. The other thing that's available to landowners that maybe people don't always think about are the walk-in hunting areas. And that's where the Kansas Wildlife and Parks will actually pay you. They'll rent your land, and they assume all of the risk. You do have to have an 80-acre property, and there's certain premiums set up. There's time frames that are set up. And if that's something that you're interested in, I would highly encourage you to check out the Kansas Wildlife and Parks website and look in the walk-in hunting thing. If you need more information on hunting leases, we do have resources to some sample leases, different forms that may be helpful if you're looking at keeping track of what is harvested and things like that. Please feel free to stop into any of your extension offices, and they would be more than happy to print those resources off for you. And so I know hunting season is getting to be in full swing, and we're going to start seeing more of it. We've got harvest going on right now. It's an opportunity that somebody's interested. There are some places to get some resources.
I never really thought about any of that. So those are some really good ideas. It's a whole lot more involved than just, hey, can I come and sit in your woods for 8 hours?
Exactly.
Okay. And along with that is a whole nother topic we can get into is safety, whether you're the hunter or you're the host.
Exactly.
So we might cover that in the future. So thank you very much. You've given us a lot to think about. Have yourself a good day, and we'll catch up with you next time. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.